think of you having another life.
I know.
I think I said something to him, like, think of you laughing with another girl makes me
when he wore bed, a jacket, like,
in bed.
I'm thinking, like, are they sleeping or are they, well, I'm are they wearing a can of goose while doing the deed?
Erotica.
It's not real. It's not like, I'm not reading porn, everyone, if they're listening to this. Welcome to How We Drink with Charlene and Ellie. Our podcast is a group chat between your best friends, the girls watching on a night out, where you spill all the gossip and relationships, dilemmas and life. If you're a return listener, welcome back. And if you're new here, welcome. Hi, it's our camera.
Hello, hello, hello.
You too. I'm always scared to watch back the full video.
I don't think I ever have. Sorry, Dar.
Not fully?
No.
I don't know. I don't think I have either, actually. Yeah. Because you don't, you have to start when you have the podcast, you listen to yourself all the time.
Yeah, yeah, I used to find it fascinating, like, to be hearing my own voice in the car.
Yeah, same. And now, like, I used to be like, wow, so cool. Yeah, like, I'm coming out of the radio. And now it's like, God, turn that.
No, I'd be criticising the life out of myself.
I know.
If I watched it back.
I know, yeah. I always think that about when I watch, like actors on screen or something. Like, I feel like you'd proper
watch back.
Yeah. And would you proper be nitpicking yourself? Because ever see how HD the cameras are and all?
Yeah.
You can see every nose hair.
Absolutely.
Every little tiny detail.
Speaking of nose hair, I bought a nose trimmer.
You seen that you bought a nose trimmer?
Some people texting me being like, don't use this.
Oh yeah, it's not good for your...
I'm sorry now, girls, but if I have a fucking long dark hairs hanging out my nostril, I'm gonna get rid of them.
Yeah, but you could probably just nip it, like, cut it.
No, I just went...
Because your nose hairs are there to stop infections.
Infect me then, because this bitch is clean as a whistle.
Is it clean? Wow, it looks very clean. I feel like I can see up to your brain.
You probably can.
It doesn't feel different to breathe at all. No, you mustn't have had that many.
No, I just had, like, long
I'd
ones.
Say men, so I like proper. I'd say men. It's weird, isn't it? That's his hair up your nose.
That's disgusting.
Same in your ears. I think there's hair.
Yeah, well, this was a nose and ear trimmer.
Okay. Where am I? Because men get a lot of, I think men get ear hairs.
Might give it a bash in the ear. Definitely.
Yeah.
No. My mom used to tell us, you shouldn't put anything smaller than your elbow in your ear.
Your elbow? Not even a cotton bud.
Sure, your elbow doesn't fit in your ear.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
She used to always say that to us. I think it was about when my sister got a Tic Tac stuck in my ear when we were walking through Super Quinn. And it slightly traumatised me.
How did you get it out?
We had to go home. I think my mum had to get it out with tweezers. But she was like, can I put this in your ear? And I was like, yeah.
Oh my God.
No bother. Stick
it in. Oh my God. She had to do fucking surgery at home, basically.
Basically. It was like playing that game. The
operation.
Yeah.
And hoping it doesn't slip in further. I think that's what caused anxiety for me. That game. Yeah. And I used to think it was
I was so annoyed. Same. I was definitely one of those kids.
I would, like, grew up to
Yeah, who got annoyed at, like, even if I was playing my Nintendo or something, if I wasn't winning, I just turn it off and on.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
If I'm not winning.
I hate this game.
Yeah. If I'm not winning, the whole game is restarting. I don't care. Yeah.
Oh, I used to love cooking with mama. Or what's it called?
Oh, cooking mama.
Cooking mama, yeah.
What were you saying about
Kitty Mama?
Kitty Mama.
I used to love that. I used to burn things all the time.
I saw a TikTok of people with iPads. You can download a Nintendo on the iPad and play all the old games.
It's not the same though. You want the actual I know, you want.
I want to physically feel the buttons.
I want to go to Animal Crossing and play Tom Nook.
I wasn't an Animal Crossing head. I was just Mario Kart, Nintendogs.
Animal Crossing, very calm.
Was it?
Yeah. Everything was very, well.
I don't think I could...
You could fish and all, like, you could fish, in the river.
My poor Nintendo dog is definitely dead. He was a blonde dash hound.
Oh, I think I had a Labrador.
His name was Ben.
Oh,
I know.
We could bring them to competitions and all, make them jump.
Poor fella is probably starved, God love him.
Yeah.
Really sorry.
That fella's gone.
I know.
He's long gone.
It's not good.
I could never saute the onions and cook them, Emma.
I
didn't know how to say saute back then, so I was like, soaked. I don't know how to soak this.
Mom, how do you soak this
To soak the onion?
No, I'm restarting this. Fuck that. Why do some people call dash hounds dachshunds?
I would love to know that.
It's the most annoying
fact.
Thing in the entire world.
Hallie, you're that influencer.
Yeah, I think it's
New York said it.
There's some Americans that call them dachshunds.
Have I been saying it wrong the whole time? Because if it's dash hound, sounds like dachshunds. It's you could say it both ways. Like,
is it German? It kind of sounds German. Dash hound.
Yeah, it sounds German. I'd say it is.
D-A-C-H.
I'd be 95% sure it's German.
Look, it's a thing in Google.
Dachshund.
Oh my God, have we even saying it wrong? The neck of us.
I thought it was dachshund. Dachshund.
Dachshund.
Dachshund.
Check if it's German.
Slow.
Dachshund.
That's wow. She got a dachshund though. Didn't she? My two dachshunds. I suppose it's the same.
Are we wrong?
See if is dachshund a German word? Or dash hand, sorry. Or, oh, I don't even know how to anymore.
Spell it. How do you spell it? D-A-C-H-S-U-N-D? No.
The Dachshund or Dachshund was developed in Germany to be a dog who hunted close to the hunter.
They're so mini, though. Much like the Basset Hound in France. They're descendants from German...
Schweißhund.
Of which they are a shorter-legged version.
Oh.
But yeah.
How is that going to hunt help you?
I know. Ants. Are we wrong? So it's Dachshund?
Dachshund.
I've always said Dachshund.
Because, yeah, German Dachshund. So that's how you meant to say it, because it's a German word.
Fuck.
So, yeah, it's not hound at all, really. It's not even spelled hound.
No. We say Dachshund.
Yeah.
What's wrong with us then?
Pure wrong. Like.
Yeah, pure liars.
Dachshund. How would you say that in an English accent?
Dachshund. D-O-X.
Oh, so like Dachshund, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Hallie.
Dachshund.
My head's
fried.
Fried. Anyway, Home Music is out here every Thursday at 12. We have bonus episodes every Monday at 12. And you can listen to more of Stay on the Go Loud app wherever you get your podcasts. We also have full video now. If you want to see us have a brain fart over Dachshund.
Yeah.
You can look with us there on Thursdays at 12. Yeah. End of Jan, I really feel like finally getting shit together. That I should have got together at the start of Jan.
It's January the 127th.
Apparently. I seen a thing.
So long.
I seen a thing that said like something happened where the planets all aligned last week and it's making time go slower and I've felt it. Thank God, because time, remember I was only saying time's going so quick?
Yeah.
It's even yesterday, it felt like I had 2 days in one.
No, but I think this January.
Yeah, it really is. It is day 181.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is going on? When are we going to be out this month?
I think it's because you kind of feel like it's January straight after Christmas. 26th is December is basically January.
True.
Do you know what I mean?
So it drags out a little bit longer.
It does feel like about 5 weeks.
And you then, never know what day it is after Christmas as well. So.
Yeah, and it's 31 days, which already is long. People don't get paid
for
a long time in Jan. Is the payment already that everyone gets paid?
I think so this week, yeah.
Last week, yeah.
But so, Jesus, it's dragged on.
It's dragged on.
Roll on I'm February.
Not I'm not going to because I go fast.
You like a slow one.
Yeah.
Slow.
Yeah. What are you up to? What have you been doing with life?
Nada. Nothing. Cleaning.
You'd know the two of us have probably no tan on. Yep. Do you know? Same. The fucking turtleneck up to our fucking chin.
No tan. I'm scrubbed.
Well, actually, no. It's kind of coming off me, but I'm not tan enough that I would like to have my
skin out.
Yeah.
No, every crevice of me is see-through at the minute. I'm blue looking like.
Roll on summer.
Yeah.
I just want to be in the sun and have a bit of a...
I just want even the weather here to be a bit nicer.
Yeah.
Don't even mind Ireland. Just once it's sunny.
Once I can get a bit of a colour.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I was out in Dundee yesterday and it was freezing. Oh. I ran Bobby up and down the pier and I stood on him and he did a big cry.
Oh.
And it was so sad.
Did you cry?
Nearly did.
Oh. Only that on his foot? Like,
I was running and he was running beside me. But Bobby just has no concept of like, spatial awareness. Apparently boxers just don't anyway. So he always like crisscrosses in front of me. So he crisscrossed over me. So like, as I was running, I stood in his paw and he goes, and like rolled on the ground. I was like,
It's like when you stub your toe.
Oh, it's so toe
sad.
Oh. There's nothing sadder than the yelp.
And was he annoyed at Jeff? Like, was he pissed off?
No. He isn't. He's the memory of a goldfish, I think. Oh. He just kept running then and he was scrambled. I felt so bad. Oh. But it was freezing.
It is cold.
And I think I only noticed yesterday, the pier in Dunleary, there's no barriers the whole way out. They stop. Like, you could just...
Barriers.
Like, just the way they have, like, those chain things. So you fall into the ocean.
Just fall in, like...
Yeah, they stop, like, halfway.
Oh, yeah. Pretty safe.
Is that normal?
I don't think the chain would stop you anyway if you fell down.
You'd flip over the chain, obviously, like...
Yeah.
If you tripped or
something. Yeah, Yeah, your foot might get caught. Like,
yeah.
It's hanging
but
there.
I only noticed yesterday, I was like, oh, there's no... Because Bobby was getting fairly close to the edge now. I was like, oh.
I know, you have to jump in after him.
Well, he's no idea of what roads are either. And like, he just run out onto a road. So I was like, if he just dives off this now...
Because he doesn't know it's not good.
No,
to
yeah.
He's
what up? But yeah, it was absolutely freezing. So I'm looking forward to... Just brighter. Sun.
Yeah.
There's a stretch in the evenings.
Woohoo!
I know you say Europe, but there is a stretch in the evening, lads.
It's a grand stretch.
What
time's it now? 4:00. And I can still see sun.
Yeah.
I love it.
Like 5:00 the other week, it was pitch blackout. It's starting to...
Oh, good. It's picking up.
Yeah.
Please go. If anyone's watching this and wondering why I'm dressed like a wedding, I was at an event this morning and then I have a dinner.
Morning, girl.
I'm just keeping it on. My wedding.
I love it.
She's got engaged.
She's practicing, like...
I was at a little makeup event there.
Yes.
Lisa Elders was lovely.
Did you eat? I asked you.
I had a duck.
Oh.
Salad for a starter.
Nice.
And cods for main.
Delish.
Yeah. But I don't know if there was no... I didn't get any carbs at my dinner.
Is that normal?
Two chippies. I don't know. Not maybe I missed chips. Them. Maybe it was like sharing chips and I just didn't see them.
Aw.
Yeah.
You know what offered you?
I don't know. Cheap. Well, I didn't see any like...
Aww.
I definitely missed them because I feel like you always get something or mash. Yeah. Don't you like...
You have to have something with a yeah. fish, like, don't
yeah.
you? I was craving a Caesar salad the other day, unlike me. Mm. But I was craving a Caesar salad and I was like, I'm going to go down to Super Value and get, like, all my bits and bobs and bring it home and make it. And then I got too fat and lazy and I was like, right, I'm not going down to Super Value. So I was like, yeah, I'll go on and order a Caesar salad. Couldn't order one from anywhere around me.
Yeah, you don't get from any delivery.
My delivery apps are shit. Mm. Couldn't order anything from around me. Best thing that came up was a Caesar salad wrap at McDonald's.
So I was like,
fuck it, I'll order it and try it. I've never actually tried one out there, so yeah, I was like, I'll try it.
Actually, they're not a Caesar one.
Yeah, crispy chicken Caesar wrap. And I was like, oh, that's what I'm craving. Like, I'll get that. Obviously, I got the meal deal, so I got chips as well. Like, obviously.
Yeah, it's grand. Salad and chips.
Yeah, salad and chips. So, blah, blah, made my order. So, the way, just be like, do you want none of this or extra of this or whatever? So, I clicked extra chicken.
Mm.
So, there'd be two selects in it.
Oh, was that even you one?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. So I clicked two. Yeah, thanks a million. Order came, buzzing for it. Like, got my chips out.
Yeah.
Heat them up in the air fryer, just in case. Opened my wrap and I was like, it doesn't feel very heavy. What's going on here? I clicked no chicken.
Oh, it was so sad.
Oh my God.
It's not even like you could bring them up and say you forgot.
I was fuming at myself. So I opened this wrap and there was just a wrap with Caesar and lettuce. And I was just like, what did I do? I didn't eat it. Just at Cheeps.
That's so sad.
Cheeps from my
And
dinner.
I had so much potential.
I know. Nice. And I was rooting in the freezer for some like chicken goujon.
Yeah,
something.
To put in
it. It was really sad. Aww. You know when you just want something, you're like, this will scratch my itch.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to do it for me.
And you open and it's no fucking... The main components of the meal.
Oh, wasn't there?
That I had Nando's last night.
Love.
And me and Liz has got it and she was eating hers and I was eating mine. I was like, God, I forgot my halloumi. Like, raging in my wrap. Like, so sad. And I got to the end and she goes, did you get halloumi in yours? I goes, yeah. She goes, I just had a bite of halloumi in mine. I was like, no!
Did you eat yours? Oh, no!
And the viewers were like, fuck's sake. It was, We both got Perry Tamer, but I didn't think she got Perry. I just Tamer. When I seen Perry Tamer, I took it because I just assumed
you got that.
Yeah, because I don't think many people get it.
No, yeah,
I feel like people usually get spice. Normal people like get spice, they're like lemon herb or something. But I love that barbecue sauce, and yeah, and then my chicken, there's a bit of a purple piece of chicken in it.
If I look at something like that, it'll give me the ick, and I won't.
Yeah, I couldn't eat the rest of it.
No. I'm getting a bit weird now. Sell by dates as well. And I used to not give a shite. Like, I'd eat anything.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm getting a bit funky now. Sell by dates. Like, if it's the day that it's gone, I won't eat it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm
kind of
sniff and see.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't know if my sense of smell is good enough.
Really?
Yeah, that I'm kind of like, oh.
I don't know. If something smells just off, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
But anyway, even if it's before the sell by date, I always smell it.
Really?
If it's open, because it can go off just from being open sometimes. I really want to do a parasite cleanse.
You want to do who, what, where?
A parasite cleanse.
What on earth is
I was
that?
Only talking to someone about it. I won't say the name because they might want me to say. I think she posts online. Anyway, you can either capsules
is
or
it for
drink.
Worms? Is there actual worms in us?
Well, there's symptoms of having parasites. And she was telling me like you have like brain fog, like pain and like stuff, problems with your gut. Like, and she was like, you need to do it because you always eat sushi because apparently there's parasites in certain foods.
Oh,
or
shit.
If you've been in Asia or like different things like that.
Yeah.
And she'd done it and said that it was amazing. Said that all her symptoms went away. Like,
but do parasites come out of you?
She said she's seeing things that she hadn't seen before, basically, in a toilet bowl.
In her poo? Yes.
In whatever came out. Yeah, yeah.
Little worm?
No, she was like, no, I wasn't really worried.
Did you ever have worms as a child? Did you ever have worms as a child?
No.
I did. TMI? Yeah.
How did you get worms?
Too much sugar or something, isn't it?
No. No.
Come on, I'm not the only one, am I?
Really, I don't know if that's... universal experience.
Does everyone not get worms as a child?
I got an anti-worm tablet from my mom. Like, she gave me it so I wouldn't get them.
No, I remember being a child telling my mom, like, mom, Oh, worms!
Are worms coming out your bum?
Yeah!
No, not in my bum, in my poo.
Yeah, out your bum.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Definitely worms.
Oh, I'm going to Google that now.
Look at how to get worms
free.
No, because my mom, we used to always take one once a year because the dog, you'd have to take them in case.
Well, I never had dogs as a child, so fuck, is it common
the dog can give you
as
worms?
A child to have worms
in bum?
I think my mommy says for sugar. Tread worms. Common in children. Spread easily. Why do they spread? I think my mommy says it was sugar.
Check how to get them. Tread worms.
Kids in school get pinworms easily because they spend a lot of time with other kids who get pinworms. They might touch something with pinworm eggs on it.
I have
goosebumps. We just all in school passing worms.
The thought of a worm coming out makes me feel so sick.
Yeah, TMI for the week, folks. There you go. I vividly remember having worms as a child.
Were they just... And then were they like moving?
I don't really know. I can't remember now.
Hope, can you show me an image?
Of a pinworm?
Yeah, what's there? Look up a pinworm.
Oh, here we go. Is CPS going to get called on my mum? Or is that what they're called?
Oh. My God.
Oh, they can be in your armpit. Is that an armpit? I'm scared to click into anything. There you go, folks.
I had ringworm one time.
Did you? That's very common as well, I think.
But it's not actually a worm. It's just like a little infection.
A rash.
Yeah. Is but it? It's in the shape of a ring. But when I heard what it was, I was like, oh, yeah, there's a worm living under my skin. But it wasn't. It looks like there is because it's just a raised ring. So it looks like it's a round worm, but it's not. My worm.
We're just fucked as kids. Brilliant.
No, mine wasn't a kid. I was fucking...
Oh, shit.
18 or something. Yeah.
Like lice in school. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And the smell of that stuff, I don't think I'll ever get over.
You know what I bought the thing on Amazon? I kept watching videos of people getting lice and getting...
The comb. Did you buy the comb?
Well, no, not the exact comb, but it looks similar. Like it's just for your hair. Like, but I really wanted to scrape my scalp. And I was hoping I'd have dandruff so I could look at it, but I didn't.
God love you.
And I was scratching my mum's head and I was like, fuck's sake. Because you know what's
weird? You've gone around asking everyone, have you got a bit? Can you use that?
No. Do you ever see the videos where they're scratching off the skin? No,
yeah, the like patch of skin.
I know.
They get underwritten off.
So neat. Everyone's like,
do you like it? Yeah, I want to do it.
Yeah, that's why I fucking got it. Mm. Not a patch. Oh. I'm going to have to start.
Have you seen those?
Dry shampoo in and all. I do anyway. But.
Have you seen those picky pads?
Yeah.
They look wouldn't really, be. That's fine.
I wouldn't be into picking skin off my head, yeah. If someone has sunburn, I'll peel your back.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
My sister likes that too. I don't really.
Mm.
Graham would do that for me. He'd pick, like, if there was something on my foot or something, like a bit of dry skin, he'd be like, I'll pick it.
I'd be
like,
really?
Get away. I leave it there. I wouldn't peel that off me or like.
I would.
But a picky pad, I think I could.
Yeah.
It used to be a nail biter or like a skin.
Because you can pick out fleas and all, can't you? Like,
looks kind of satisfying.
Yeah.
No, I don't like those like pimple pad ones. Have you ever seen them?
No, that's disgusting.
Yeah, that's a bit much for me now.
But I do like watching Dr. Pimple Popper.
No.
I don't like when she does cysts.
My
where I draw the line.
Yeah, sis is a bit much where she's using her two hands.
Yeah, like that.
Fuck me.
What is that? How is that on someone?
A pimple, you think you just use like
I think
two
it's like,
fingers.
I think I don't mind when it's something small because it's only a bit of something, but then
when this thing is going in using the palms of our hands.
And
to
the
cyst
is the size of this person's whole back.
It's like a volcano.
Exactly what I was going to say, like a volcano.
No, that's too much. I do, however, enjoy watching an ingrown toenail being taken out.
No, that's no.
Yep, that's
no.
Me now. Getting underneath it and popping it out and I'm pulling it out.
No,
I like that.
No.
I'd watch that now.
Is that not a bit like surgical?
I love watching people getting their like...
Could you watch surgery? Do you think? I seen someone on live the other day doing a fucking surgery. I was like, fuck I can literally see the girl's belly open.
I don't think I could watch a surgery, but an ingrown toenail, yeah.
You could.
Or people who have horrible toes and they go to a nail salon and get their toes done.
Get like a
fresh body
makeover, like
really, yeah, I like that.
The before, wait, because you've done nails as well.
I don't know what it is, but like using the drills and all,
yeah,
so satisfying. I can feel myself.
I love watching my nails getting done.
Oh, it's so satisfying.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
I just watch and ask everything.
I would love to get to do someone's nails. Obviously, I can't, but like just for the satisfaction, like.
Just to do it.
Yeah,
and Aoife kills me. I love when Wentworth, she's like, "You've no cuticles." I'm like, "Yeah, I'll just
you bite
them
off
at home."
I love when Aaron cuts them, like you know when they cut the cuticles.
I never have a cuticle to give an Aoife.
It's not good though to have no cuticles.
Yeah, but she's like, I've nothing to do. I love pushing them back and getting my little drill and getting my.
But then I feel like when you push them back, like, are you not making your nails look like they're more regrowth?
Oh, yeah, like they're only on me since the 9th of January. They're on me 20 days and they probably look like they're on me 4 weeks because I'll sit there and do that all the time. But it just means I can get new sets.
every quicker, two
yeah,
weeks.
Yeah. That needs to be done sooner, so it kind of works in my favour. It's fine.
Oh, how do we get to this again?
I don't know. Something
I'm just back from London this morning.
Yes, how did you get on?
Well, not London, sorry. I wasn't.
Where was it?
Birmingham.
Should you fly into Birmingham?
Came to Birmingham.
Yeah.
And I basically had to, I should have got the later flight thinking back.
Really?
I probably wouldn't have still been on time, but I got up at 5, got the early flight.
This morning?
No.
Oh, sorry, yesterday.
I flew there, so sat in the airport for 2 hours, read, I'm reading this book.
You were in the airport 2 hours before your flight?
No, after when I
landed. Oh, I was going to say. 50,
I was 15 minutes before my flight. When I landed, I sat there for 2 hours before I went to get a blowjob, but my book that I'm reading, I actually don't know, I don't think I brought it home. Yeah,
is it the soft porn one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh my God, I didn't think it was going to be that pornographic.
Is it raunchy?
It's 18 plus spicy, like don't watch.
Zoe told me to read it one day. She read out a little passage of it and I nearly felt uncomfortable hearing like one of my friends read out. I was like,
oh. I was reading on the plane and I was like, oh God, someone's reading this. Like, but like, it's just,
how bad is it?
It makes you be like, woo.
Really?
Yeah. But then people are commenting on my TikTok being like, that's not even spicy. I was like, what the fuck spicy to you then?
Stop.
It's quite graphic details.
Is
of
it?
Like, yeah. It's weird. I've never read like that before.
Erotica.
It's not real. It's not like, I'm not reading porns, everyone. If they're listening to this, it's like, I don't know what you call it. It's actually just normal. Like, it's a proper normal story. And then there's just,
like, is it just about a couple?
No, it's like all a bit like, everyone's can like, not getting with each other, but they're all just interlinked.
Kind Shagging.
Of. Well, no, not even. It's called Icebreaker anyway, if anyone's wondering. But it's just like a story, but then there's just sex. And then it goes back to the story and it's like sex again. It's just like, yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's weird.
There's a few of them, isn't there?
But I feel like it's interesting to read.
Is it? And
no, not even just that sex, but I feel like that's why I'm probably more, not again because of the sex, but like I wouldn't read just a normal book because it's like funny and like.
A bit like.
Ooh, yeah. It actually is like. And I actually am dying to know now what happens.
Oh.
I feel like I like the characters now and like. Maybe that's what's going to get me back into reading in general.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, oh, it's actually good
something
to read.
That interesting.
Something that's not real.
Because
I always just read like reality books.
Mm.
Like, you know, I don't know. All the books that are like just a biography and all that. But like, yeah. It's nice. It's like takes you away from the world for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then scrolling on your phone.
You're read your own imagination.
120 pages in one day I read.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That was
and the book is only 400 pages. So I need to, I don't know where it is actually. But
did you lose it, girl?
I think I did lose it. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Anyway, I'll buy it again.
I don't want her book here.
And I don't think I don't want to read it on my phone around because I feel like that's just may as well be on my phone then.
Yeah. You'll end up scrolling, you'll see it, and it'd be easier for you to not stay in it.
Yeah.
If you're reading it on your phone. I bought my mum a Kindle and she's never used it.
Oh,
I know.
Take Rob off her and use it.
I wouldn't read.
Would you not? See, I wouldn't have read either. Honestly. I'm not even mess. I would have been like, fuck that. I haven't read in school. I haven't read in school. Honestly, you'll be hooked.
Really?
I swear to God. Try even like in that, it doesn't take long to answer that at all.
I got my diamond pad thing, remember that? My little diamond, one by one you put the diamonds on.
Oh yeah. Did
I got
come?
It. Yeah.
And have you used it?
Yeah, I started it.
Oh, is it therapeutic?
No, I put it away.
Because
the diamonds started spilling everywhere and all. Fuck this.
It's actually too.
Yeah, I was like, it's actually driving me insane. This is meant to be relaxing.
It's meant to be
a beautiful picture of a cow, a multicolored cow with made out of diamonds.
Does it tell you where to put the diamonds on?
Yeah, so a specific diamond is a specific number.
Oh.
And you just like one by, you have this like wax pen and one by one you just.
Wax, like what you put nail gems on?
Yeah.
One of them.
I know, yeah.
But to
put the wax into the pen. So imagine a pen, like a, what are they called? Bullet point pen or something called? Or whatever.
Oh, you put wax into it?
Yeah. So imagine one of them pens without the ink part in it, like the ink stick.
Yeah.
So it's just a circular hole.
Mm-hmm.
But to get the wax into it, there's this like wax sheet and you stick the hole onto the wax sheet and it like makes like a suction of it. You'd love it. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So when it gets a bit dry.
Yeah, it just makes it new bit.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Oh my God, I need to get just for that.
So maybe I should get back on that.
Back on the buzz. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, news for you.
Mm.
I joined PT again.
Woohoo!
In person one.
Oh!
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Woohoo.
I had to. Siobhan. So I'm going back to my gym that I was in.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a nice small class.
Okay.
And I know Siobhan. I know people I've trained with up there. Like,
so it's like a small group. People.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I was asking Siobhan like, what would be better, one-on-one or like group or blah, blah. And she was just explaining everything to me. And I was like, you know what? Actually, a group might not be bad. The times kind of suit me better. But yeah.
So it's like it's set time every day.
Back in person.
Yeah.
They kick up the hole.
Yeah.
That I actually need.
Yeah.
Going back on the sunbeds, getting my extensions back in. 2025, hot girl Ellie. I'm having a glow up in a relationship, guys, okay? Fuck that. Yeah, I need all that. I don't give a flying hoot.
I really wish a sunbed was so good for you.
I know, yeah.
Wouldn't it be, mate? Like,
it'd be brilliant.
Why is everything in life that's good, bad for you?
Honestly, who are you telling?
It's really bad.
I know, but yeah. So that's
love it.
Yeah.
I feel like I want to glow up in a relationship.
Yeah.
Because
it's allowed. I'm getting back on my hot girl shit.
The only other way to glow up is breaking up, and I don't want that.
Oh, no, no.
So we have to have the inside relationship. Yeah. But like, Dano needs to also take part, and not for him, not to glow up, but like, he just needs to feed me.
Dano needs to take part to glow up.
Imagine. And then he needs to assist me and not sabotage.
See, Graham's the opposite. He's like, but I think he's kind of getting sick of it now because I've said to him so much over the last while. Like, I'd be like, oh yeah, I joined PT. Or like, oh yeah, I joined the gym. It's or like I have all these like notions that I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And I don't follow through with fucking one of them.
Is he like, I believe
him? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah.
So every time I say something, he's like, well done, babe. Like, yeah. This will be good for you. Not nothing ever happens over. So I'd say, when I said to him yesterday, I was like, come back to PT. And so he's like, yeah, good one.
No, when you actually go, you're like, oh my God. Yeah,
because he's training for a marathon and all now. When he's like, he's fit fam. And like, so I feel like he actually wouldn't sabotage me too much.
Yeah. But
then again, the man loves to eat. And the man knows Dano a bitch loves to eat too.
Dano can't. Oh, Dano's fucking burns 4,000 calories a day, so he can afford
to
have
it. It's so much easier for a man. I feel like men, like, they love to mill the food because it's all like bulking, and then they go to the gym and they get big.
They want, like, yeah.
I want to eat one salad leaf a day.
Yeah.
Or else I'm ringing Ozempic.
Yeah.
000 Ozempic helpline.
.com.
Yeah, fuck me. But it's mad.
I feel like Ozempic, I haven't heard of it in ages now. Like, I feel like it was just going around.
I see loads of people from the north on Mounjaro.
Same thing, like a different brand.
I think it is, but it must be so much easier to get there. Because I think down here you have to be like a certain BMI.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think you can just go and be like, hey.
No, we can.
I would chance it. I'd slip the doctor an L, 100 under the table. Any chance of that, doc?
No. No, because it can give you bad, I think, side effects if you don't, someone actually doesn't need it.
I know.
I think that's why. I don't think they're trying to deprive everyone.
Remember I was getting that balloon in my stomach?
Yeah. I was like, please. Did you make the appointment though?
No, I just emailed them to get more information and the owner of the place got on to me. He didn't even, he didn't say. He was just, I don't even know what it was for.
Hey, when you have to, when you sign up for something, you have to ring to get a price.
Just tell me the price.
Email here to get your brochure.
Well, and they ring so close to like not telling anyone and just doing it. Yeah.
But I feel like things like that will backfire.
You'd be sitting here with a balloon in my belly.
Yeah.
That's literally what it is. And the more I kind of thought about myself at the beginning, I was like, I'm definitely fucking doing that. It's just going to take up 3/4 size of my stomach, meaning my stomach won't hold as much food, meaning I won't be as hungry. That's so unhealthy. But the way I was thinking about it then is, hold on a minute. If I'm just filling up 3/4 of my stomach size with a balloon of air, that should be filled with food probably and some sort of like nutrients or some sort of like, do you know what I mean? Not that like everything I eat is fucking healthy. Let's be real about it.
Like, would you actually, how would you feel full from a balloon full of air?
It just fills the gap in your stomach.
Isn't that mad? It's like it's actually a physical.
It's filling up.
Like
the space.
When I'm hungry, it means that my stomach has nothing in it. And if there was space filled, I'd be grand.
It literally fills it up. What are they called? The
Egyptians.
You're literally doing this. I'm trying to be a builder, a bodybuilder. She said Egyptians. No. You know the bodybuilder girls.
Yeah, wait.
And they go and do the competitions with all the tan and all on them.
Yeah.
They drink vodka before their shows.
To dehydrate themselves. Pissed, get on stage. Great.
Brilliant. About their oozing of confidence. Yeah, I never knew that vodka, like, and dehydrate you.
Models do things like that. They don't drink water for like a day before a shoot. No.
I must be a supermodel because I haven't drank water in fucking weeks.
You know,
hate it.
How do you hydrate in the day?
Cups of tea.
Really?
Coffee. I hate water. I have a bottle with me now only because I panicked when I was in the shop and I had to buy some. I was getting my vape oil and I didn't want to just get vape oil. So I was like, okay.
Have to get some
I have to get something else. Yeah, I never drink water. I hate
it. I don't, if like, well, it's all, most of it I drink, but if I don't have it, I don't feel like, do you feel quenched ever?
No, that's probably what it is. Like I'd never drink water and be like, ah, lovely. I don't know what it is.
But can you be hydrated by other stuff? Yeah, you don't need water to live.
Well, I'm still here to tell the tale, so yeah, I hope so.
Well, I suppose tea is water, like.
Yeah, like I'd say, it comes from other
say
things.
If you just drank fizz drinks all day, like, would that, is that like hydration?
Does that count?
Yeah,
well, there's liquid. Water in it, like.
Yeah, true.
And you eventually wee it out, like.
And it's, I wonder, is any liquid like quenchable?
I'd say if you only drank fizzy drinks, like your wee'd be like tar.
Yeah. Do you ever have a Barocca and your peak lime?
Illuminous.
I got fried the first time.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, it's just a Barocca.
What's the story with that?
Yeah.
It flies through you.
Yeah, it does. It just shows how quick your
body absorbs things.
Yeah. Love a little Barocca, so I do.
Yeah, I think they're placebo, though.
Do you not think they were?
No.
Really?
I just tell myself that they do. Like, where is the actual... I'm sure there probably is scientific stuff that says, like, oh, yeah, that works.
I know. I don't believe in things like that. But I did buy those vitamins.
Did you?
Because I feel like I just wanted to take them.
Oh, I went on buying Super Greens and fucking...
Yeah.
All this stuff. Back to the gym now. Egyptian.
Oh, yeah. Are you doing the competition?
Yes.
Yeah, I have Super Greens now because I don't really eat my greens.
Hey, veg.
Hey, veg.
Drunk. Hate war. Love some beds and smokes.
Some beds and vape.
Sorry. Oh, guys. Rain it in this week.
Oh,
Jesus.
Honestly. So Valentine's Day is coming up and we saw this great TikTok of a girl saying if your boyfriend hasn't asked you to be his Valentine's by now, you should pick a fight. We actually said, on the home measuring page, I thought that lady made the TikTok with her. I was like, Ellie, we got hacked. So whoever, the lady who made the TikTok, the art question box on top was looking for answers for this. And Siobhan covered the lady's text, obviously, with the question box. So I thought she was, I was like, is this a new social media person? That no one told us about.
Hacker, she got into the place.
It was so funny. But anyway, the lady's TikTok was talking about how, if he hasn't asked you to be his Valentine's Day by now, pick a fight. Mm-hmm. So she's obviously joking with that, if anyone's wondering. Yeah. But it got us thinking about some of the pettiest reasons we have started fights. Yeah, any that you can remember?
Like, I'd hate to say that it was petty for me, but like, because every argument I start, it's because I think I'm right. So
yeah, same.
So I'd be like, no, I never yeah. Petty. Like, no.
I've started with them about, like, this is pre-Dano. Probably a few Dano ones coming up as well, but if they didn't like my picture.
Oh, I'd fight with them if they liked someone else's. And not mine.
And not yours. But you know what I mean? Like that, I don't think it's petty, but it's not really that important. Like, but
yeah.
But it's like,
what does that mean to you?
Well, why not? Like,
well, because it means something to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking do it.
It's allowed.
Yeah.
That you're allowed to be petty then.
I'm allowed to be petty, yeah. I've definitely been like in a mood for a day. If they do something bad in your dream.
Yeah.
Not start fights, but it just puts you in a bad mood. Because it feels real.
Yeah, you're just kind of looking at it like... Yeah, you're just kind of like...
You feel like it happens.
Yeah.
Doesn't sit right. My dreams are too vivid for that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of something else.
I've had a petty fight with someone who bought me flowers for Valentine's Day, but it was only so I'd post them and they could tag the company. No, I was the bigger fool. I fucking posted the picture.
Did you put them?
Yeah, I posted.
So, did you get paid?
I don't know. The delivery on it said like influencer or something. Yeah. That was petty. I didn't like that. Well, no, actually, that wasn't even petty. That was warranted.
That was so warranted.
He got free flowers for me for Valentine's Day.
And probably fucking money.
Yeah, and probably got paid for it.
I don't know how I feel about when someone does, like, it's an ad, but it's like, I probably fucking shoot myself in the foot, but when someone does an ad, but it's like, it's for someone else, but it's like, then it's a gift. Like, they're getting, it's an ad, do you get me? Or it's a gift for someone else. Like I seen a guy on TikTok. He's like, oh, I got my girlfriend this ring, and it's like it's an ad though. Like, and he's acting as if like, oh, like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Like, I wonder, does he? I wonder how does he pre-warn her girlfriend? Like, yeah, come here. This place wants to do an ad.
Maybe.
Surely it'd have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because imagine she was like, oh my god, and he's like,
thinking he was really thoughtful. No, I got an email last week.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? If he's not, if he's done any people anyway, and is giving gifts and all, if he like. it's grand. You want your boyfriend to do well and make money, but if he doesn't ever and the only time he does is for an ad, I would terrify.
I'm trying to think of shitty things because a lot of the things that I'm thinking of, I'm going to be like, no, well, that was allowed. But
I have one because it's inspired by something.
Is it the second one?
No, the first one.
Oh, mine's the second one. Thinking of my boyfriend being with anyone else, I'm like, no. Like,
yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
If me and Graham were just talking about anything, I'm like, oh, I'd be rolling my eyes now. And he's like,
yeah.
Like as if I have never had
anyone else. I know.
I'm like, to think of you having another life.
I know.
I think I said something to him, like, think of you laughing with another girl makes me
It does.
The man is 28 years of age. He hasn't been bloody
celibate. If he didn't laugh with anyone else.
I'd be like, it annoys me.
I know.
Hanging around.
I feel like now I don't get as annoyed because I'm like, I feel like I'm with him that long.
Yeah.
That I don't want to start you really.
No, yeah, I'm still like,
because at the start they've probably been with people longer than they've been with you. But then when you go over the time, it's like, oh,
yeah, I'm like, yes,
I win.
Winner. Yeah. No toxic.
And when Dano ate my fucking Dubai chocolate bar that I made. Yeah. So I went away. I don't remember, it was a trip or something, but it's gone away for the night. It was a live show, I think. And I'm not even messing. It was this much left of the Dubai chocolate bar. But I just knew I had that one bite left when I got home.
You were looking forward to it.
I was looking forward to it. Yeah. I said, Tano, don't eat that bar in the fridge, won't you? No, I won't. Just watching the telly. No, I won't eat that. Come home, running home just for the bar. Oh. It's my fit. Oh, the way... I need to make it for everyone in the audience.
Yeah, please do.
Delicious. Anyway, it was this much left and I come home and it's gone. I said, Dana, what did you do with that chocolate? Hey, it was only a bit left. I told you not to eat that. I literally told you not to eat that. Aww. I didn't hear you. I remember telling him because I was like, I have to tell him.
Right. And did he answer you like when you said
that? Yeah, he answered me. Just watching Golf Life Legends, whatever that But that, like, it is petty, but it's also like annoying, like.
There are things that after you argue, you're like, right, okay. But also in the moment, it's like, especially if you if you mention like, don't do this or don't do that, or like,
they do.
Yeah, and then they do it.
Yeah,
I feel like petty arguments are things that you eventually are like, right, okay, I didn't mean to go
that crazy,
that wild at the time. But also during it, you feel like it's valid. You're like,
yeah,
no, fuck this.
Yeah, it was annoying.
And you're trying to justify why you're so angry, but a tiny little bit in the back of your head is like, will you calm down?
You know, I know.
And you're like, shut up.
Just stop. And you can't. And you're like, I've gone too far.
I have to keep going with this now. Definitely.
Like that TikTok. You have to keep drinking.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else. I feel like I'll definitely start them over worse things than that as well.
I had a boyfriend once before and I can't remember if I argued with him or not. It was Valentine's Day, years ago. And he didn't get me anything for Valentine's Day. And he thought it was so funny that he posted on social media that he didn't get me anything. And he thought it was so funny. And I think I did. I'm pretty sure I probably did argue with him because he posted on social media being like, ha ha ha, didn't get her anything for Valentine's Day.
That's so funny. What?
Yeah.
Why do you think that was funny?
I don't really. We were kids.
Like. No, yeah. Well, yeah. We
probably had, like, I was a teenager.
You probably thought it was really cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's really mean.
Yeah, I definitely had an argument with
over
mom.
That.
No, it's kind of cool.
Remember my fucking Valentine's Day, my ex, when I got the stuff delivered to his work?
And he was angry at you?
Yeah. That was petty of him. I was trying to do something nice, and he obviously hated me.
He obviously hated me.
He did. Honestly. Oh, also, when you're on your period, I see another one here. Everything is annoying.
Ah.
Everything.
Him breathing.
Literally.
Yes.
Or like when he's like tickling, Daniel's tickling my arm or something, and he just keeps tickling the same spot.
You're like, move a bit.
Yeah.
I'm not a tickler person. I don't like it.
Do you not?
Don't like
I
if
need
I'm,
my foot squeezed and all.
Yeah. Like I don't like a little light touches. Like I want you to like, I was going to say rub me. That sounds fucked. But like, you know, like I need pressure.
Oh.
I hate my arms being tiddled.
Scratch. Oh, I love
it. I hate it so much.
I used to make my mum do it.
No, it itches me. That's itchy to me.
Really?
I would not find that one bit relaxing at all. I'm like, oh, don't do that.
Love.
If you're going to like touch me, like I need you to like.
Scratch. Like
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What's wrong with me? Fucking
you're eating Icebreaker already?
Jesus.
How do you recover from picking a fight that was about something stupid? Do you apologise or just pretend it never happened?
No, you never apologise. Girls, we never apologise for anything. We are never wrong. What
we're
do
always
mean?
Right. Sorry.
I think I just like...
Sometimes I can admit when I'm being dramatic about something.
Afterwards. Yeah, but the apology is always like, Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're just come here. I just want to say sorry for earlier. Right, go on, bye. And you just leave.
Literally.
It's never like, it's never like a real...
Sincere.
Empathetic. Like,
no.
Yeah.
Because you're really embarrassed. You're like, sorry.
Yeah, you're annoyed that you have to say sorry.
Yeah.
And sorry.
You're like, what? Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, God.
The worst.
Hate.
I hate to be wrong. Okay, listener replies. So this is what you've said is your pettiest thing. Mm-hmm. Someone ate my chocolate that I'd hidden in the vegetable drawer. So fair.
So fair.
Because that's like allowed. A fucking little piece of the... When I say it was one bite, but I wanted that one bite.
But you were waiting for that one bite. Oh God, yeah.
So nice.
He kissed girls before I even knew he existed. Literally me.
Honestly.
Yeah.
It's annoying. Like, why would
you do
that?
Oh.
Like...
And then you start thinking about it and you're like, oh.
I know.
Even worse.
I know.
Hate it.
I'm always like, I wish I knew you when you were 12 and then we could be together forever.
Forever. Yeah, yeah. No one else. It'd be perfect then, yeah.
I told him not to get me anything for Valentine's and he didn't.
My dad did this before. My mom, she taught, I think it was Christmas or something.
Yeah, I remember saying.
Yeah, she said, don't get me anything and he didn't. And my mom will never let him live that
down. Oh.
Never.
No to any men or... Do women actually get something for men for Valentine's?
I don't know. Me and Graham were talking about it and I was like... Let's be real here. Valentine's Day is for the girls.
It is. We need something like...
Yeah, but like that's not to say that it's definitely not about the boys. Maybe it's about them like 30% and it's about the girls 70%.
I think women deserve like a public holiday and that's ours. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do men have one already?
Yeah. Like a girlfriend's day. Mother's Day, Father's Day. Like,
I think, do you know Mother's... I think Father's Day was only made because men felt out about Mother's Day.
Stop it.
I left out of it, yeah. I think I've seen it somewhere.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't know about... I feel like it's... What do you, for a girl, you can just get them like flowers and chocolate. Like
that's all you want.
For a man, like, it's hard.
Yeah, because you're going to have to buy them kind of like the same gifts as you would on a birthday or Christmas.
Christmas, yeah.
Do you buy men flowers? Maybe there are some men out there who like
a bunch of flowers. Yeah. I think I've seen something a while ago that someone got flowers. Because men only really get flowers otherwise when they die.
Oh, that's so sad.
I know.
Aw.
Like, might get to have some navy flowers.
Yeah, men like flowers too.
Mm.
Aw.
I know.
Get Graham flowers.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
Let's do it. He wouldn't get a curry and then when I got in, get it, he wouldn't answer the door.
He wouldn't get a curry and then when I got it, he wouldn't answer the door.
Aw.
He said no to a curry and then wouldn't answer the door.
That's the worst.
He's petty.
That's the worst combination ever.
Or I hate when you want a curry and he says no. Like this, yeah.
Or disagreeing on foods.
Yeah. You just want him to decide it. But he has to decide something that I'm going to like. He can't decide something that he likes.
Yeah, I know.
I hate that.
Dana wants me to try an Indian and I don't know.
Come here. Me and Graham are kind of the same. He loves an Indian. Mm. Loves it. We have vouchers that we have to use. They're not actual real vouchers. They're vouchers in our brains.
Oh, like coupons.
Yeah.
Aww.
Like, can I use a voucher this weekend?
Wait, and how do you keep them in your brain? You just make them up. You can just.
We did it last weekend for the Carvery because I'm not a Carvery head at all.
He said I do.
And he was like, I'm using a voucher. We're going for a Carvery today. And I was like, okay.
Oh,
it's like a hall pass.
Okay, yeah.
For food that he likes.
So you can just make it up then get a voucher.
But we did it for an Indian. Indian's banging.
Really?
It's good. Just get butter chicken.
Yeah, but I hate I love trying new foods, but if it's my takeaway for the week,
you will be one you like.
If I don't love it, like
you will like it.
Because I know I love Chinese food.
There's
and sushi.
A naan bread that Graham gets and is a Peshwari naan bread. There's like coconut inside it. Do you like coconut?
Mm.
It's really, really sweet.
Don't really love coconut.
You know?
Not really.
Can't really taste the coconut in it, but it's like...
I like the smell of it, but I don't love...
It's really, really sweet on the inside. Now, I don't order it for myself. I still get plain, but I rob half of his.
Mm.
Try it. Do try it. It's really, really good.
You might have to use his coupon.
Yeah, yeah. Get him to get a voucher book. Yeah.
When I suggested to get myself a little treat, he said no, but that I could get something myself. Oh, yeah, like food.
Yeah, it's like, I always see TikToks about that and she's like, do you want to go get ice cream? And he's like, I don't want ice cream, but I'll bring you to get ice cream. And it's like, no, I don't. Then I don't want it. Yeah.
I want to do an activity together. I hate that when Dan was not in the mood to have something when I am. And I'm like, oh, it's really exciting. Like, do you want to do that? And he's like, no, it just actually burst my bubble.
No, but I'll bring you to get it. What fun is it standing in there on my own?
Yeah. And seeing you be all healthy and I'm having... Double Big Mac.
Oh.
Got to his after work only to find out he'd already eaten his dinner. I cried.
Oh.
Fair. Yeah. I was annoyed. Dan the other night made food for dinner. He asked me what I wanted. I was like, I'm actually hungry. I just had lunch not long ago. I'll have it in like an hour. And then he just didn't wait to make his. And he made his. He's like, I'll heat it up. You can heat it up. I was like, no.
Your dinner's just
don't
be
want,
heated.
I hate one thing I don't love is a reheated thing.
Do you not?
No.
I don't
mind. I don't mind if it's when you like get like a meal or something. Mm. But not if it's my own cooking reheated.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like I don't mind a microwave meal and all that, but when it's if I've made it and I no.
And have to reheat it later on, like when he could have waited the hour.
Something about it makes me feel sick. Mm-hmm. Especially with rice. Something about it.
Really bad for you to reheat rice.
I know.
Even though I do it every week, I get a Chinese. Definitely do it.
Yeah.
But apparently it's really, really bad for you.
Yeah.
He died in my dream. Valid as well.
Oh, that happened to me through the week. It was horrible.
Very valid.
Horrible. He didn't put his wrapper in the bin. I was on my periods.
Oh.
Honestly, fair.
I started a fight over the way he put my fruit and yogurt into a bowl. There's a specific way you have to do it.
I'd say he put the fruit first and the yogurt on top.
Yeah.
You reckon?
Definitely, yeah.
Milk or cereal first?
Cereal. So yeah. You know how much milk?
Yeah. I've milk started. First is criminal.
Yeah, how like how would you know how much cereal to put
you
in?
No.
No.
Just soggy vibes. I was so hungry one day, there was no food to make in the house except these goujons that were okay, but not the best. Had to make them or I'd starve. Sat with them and he said, yeah, they do look wrong. Safe to say I nearly ate him.
Oh, you'd be real annoyed. You already know yourself that they're shit. It's just when someone else says that shit looking, you're like, do you know what? Fuck
I
that.
I hate that.
That's really annoying.
Puts a fucking downer on your day.
Asked him to pick up crackers and cheese for the girls coming over. He brought back prawn crackers and cream cheese.
Please.
Well, where do you buy prawn crackers?
You can buy them in like a bag, like a pack.
Can you?
Yeah, no, they're not the same. Yeah. A little bit different, but that is so funny.
Crackers and cheese.
Prawn crackers prawn and the question mark, exclamation mark at the end. Dano actually goes to the shop a lot of times and will forget the one thing I asked him to get. Like he went to the shop to get me Skinny Cadbury bars, came back with
everything else.
Not Skinny Cadbury bars.
Oh, shit, I forgot.
And then he went back and got the wrong thing. You got them, you know, the ones that are like bubbly. They're small bars, but they're not the.
Oh, yeah.
They're like weird shape.
They're like bubbles of Cadbury.
Yeah. I nearly ate him.
Annoyed.
He wouldn't park the car for me. Oh, that's not petty.
I'd be
annoyed. Fair, yeah. Why is he not parking the car?
I make Graham do it all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, get out, parallel park there for me, will you? And I have to do that little run around the back of the car. I'm like,
just a girl.
I'm just a girl. I can't parallel park.
He said there was nothing wrong with wearing a jacket in bed.
What?
A coat?
He said there was nothing wrong with wearing a jacket in bed. Is his house got heating? What? I'm confused.
I'm just, when she says wore in bed, a jacket I'm like,
in bed.
I'm thinking, like, are they sleeping or are they, wearing a can of goose while doing the deeds?
That's what I'm picturing somebody in a Columbia jacket lying in the bed.
Picturing a big huge.
You can just hear it every time he moves.
Their arms rubbing against the sides. Like,
why is he wearing a jacket in bed?
That is a bit concerning, I would say. He folds towels wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, that would kind of piss me off.
Yeah, same.
Mm.
Why are you folding them like that?
Just fold them the way I do it or no way else.
Yeah.
He told me to come to his family gathering in the pub if I wanted. So I hung up on the call. I love this.
Yeah.
Never say to a girl, come if you want.
Yeah.
All girls want is to be wanted. That's it.
I want you to come.
Girls just change. Want, yeah.
Mix the words around. Jumble them up again.
Literally just want to feel wanted.
Yeah.
So say to a, instead of saying to a girl, come if you want, flip it around and say, I would like you, to come.
Yeah. Yeah. Get rid of the if.
See?
I want
it
you
will
to come.
Make such a difference. Because you don't want to leave it up to.
No.
Like, it's so awkward if like, they're like, oh yeah, you can come if you want. Then you're like, I have to decide if I want to go or not. So then your brain is racking up being like, okay, if I say no, I have to. But I want to go. But he's making out like he doesn't want me there.
Yeah, and la, it's la, la, awkward. La. Like,
no. Yeah.
No, I agree.
Never say to a girl, come if you want.
No. No. You just, it's just nice to be wanted by her.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, I think some of them are a little bit petty.
But we can also relate.
Relate. Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Definitely.
Sometimes, and just, it depends. Some things really piss me off at certain times of month and some things I don't care about other times of month. Just depends when I'm feeling.
We're only a girl, like...
When I'm feeling extra sensitive and soft.
Let us have our petty moments.
Yeah.
We're allowed.
Yeah.
Right, we do Secrets from the Stalls, girl.
Secrets from the Stalls is where we give you advice. We always try to help you and kind of have the conversations to have in the girls' bathroom of a nightclub or at sleepover with your best friends. We tell you things you need to hear and share secrets and advice that just give you the real talk.
Mm-hmm.
So, seasoned salts. During school, I had a really really close group of friends. We've been through a lot together and thought we could never drift because of it. We're in college now. A few of us went to one city and two others to another one an hour away. Always grand at the start. We meet up the weekends and do we've college together, etc. We even made the trip to their freshers to experience their college life and meet their new friends. However, we asked them many times to come to us, but they never made the trip, even for two birthdays. After we visited them, we got the feeling they weren't living with the best of people and later found out they were doing things we didn't agree with due to their housemates' influence. Now it feels like we don't even know these girls and they put no effort into seeing us anymore. We're torn on what to do because we know the girls they used to be and still want to hold on to the friendship with them, but it's given the impression they don't feel the same about us. What do you think we should do? We're scared to confront them as we feel an argument may end the friendship. We need an outsider's opinion.
Oh. When she said, later found out they were doing things we didn't agree with due to their housemates' influence, that song came into my head, you know, Dochi. Anyone's drugs.
Yeah. I'm going through a lot.
Yeah. Well, like, you mean drugs? No.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's me just jumping to conclusions there, guys. Give what you get.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can bring the horse to water, but you can't make a drink or something like that.
Oh, that's good. I never heard that.
Have you not?
No.
I think that's it, is it? Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
But you can't make a drink, so.
That's very true.
You can only do so much kind of things. I know that's easier said than done. Like, they're your friends from school.
Of course. And,
but, like, if they're not putting in the effort, why should it always have to be up to you?
Yeah.
Go and do it, like.
And I feel like if you want to hold on to the friendship, you don't necessarily have to unfriend them.
Yeah.
But, like, I think sometimes take what people are doing, how people are acting as what they're saying. Like, you don't need to. I think if you confront them, why are they going to say, oh, we didn't realise? Of course they're realising.
Of course.
They're not going to see you. They missed two birthdays. Like, use your own to them. Like, they obviously know it's getting one-sided. So, like, the fact they're not doing anything about it or even saying, they could say to you, oh, look, we're really busy. Like, we're not, sorry, we haven't been there, whatever else. But they're probably just not. They don't really seem like they care. I think just leave them where they're at and just, I think stop making an effort. Maybe when you stop, they'll try again as well.
They'll realise, oh shit, yeah.
But I think confronting someone when it's like that, it's like, where are you going to get with it?
Yeah.
If it makes you feel like you've closure.
Like, are they really going to turn around and be like, oh, I'm so sorry, or like, yeah.
Is there fixable?
Yeah.
You know? I feel like college can do that because it's like you're, like we always say in school, everyone's friends because they're put in the same.
Yeah, you're in school.
Place. And like, you're just friends out default nearly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's something you need to realise or keep in mind as well, is like that school friends are not necessarily going to be life friends.
Yeah.
Like, oh, there's people.
College can change people.
100%. For good and for bad. And sometimes just it happens with age. Mm. If you really do want to stay friends with someone, you feel like confronting them is the only way to do it. I wouldn't confront. I feel like where the word confront is like, you don't want to feel like you don't feel like you're ambushing them. Like, maybe just
like,
we miss you. Like,
come at it from a different angle.
I feel like we haven't seen you in ages. I'd love to catch up or something and see. I think you'll know by their reaction to that. But I just think don't keep trying if they're not giving you anything back.
Yeah,
to all of you, it's like, it's just not fair. And it's a waste of your energy and your friendship and time. And like, it's not a nice feeling when you don't feel like you're getting it back.
Mm.
So I think if they don't respond well this time or like make an effort to change that, and I think stop.
Yeah.
Trying. There's only so much you can try with things, I think.
Yeah.
Phone a friend, we get to get advice off the listeners.
Love this.
So we put up a dilemma on the Instagram stories and asked our followers to offer their advice. So this is today's phone a friend dilemma.
I'm a mum of two and I recently got engaged after being with my partner for 15 years. I know, took him long enough. We set the date for late 2026, so don't have too much planning yet. I've asked the girls to be my bridesmaids, but now I'm second guessing one of them. I feel like I've made the wrong choice. How do I know? I also feel a huge amount of pressure to lose weight and look amazing for the big day. And to be honest, it's making me really stressed and not want to get married at all.
Aww.
That's so annoying.
Wedding is such a stressful time, isn't it? Like, it apparently brings out the worst.
Oh, yeah.
So this is all replies from listeners on the Home Drink Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So someone said, don't do a big wedding, no bridesmaids, registry office and a nice dinner with family.
Some of those look gorgeous.
Oh my God.
Registry office weddings.
Yeah.
And like,
stunning.
Depending on the type of person you are, that could be absolutely perfect for you.
Yeah.
Like,
they're so like classy.
Yeah. Hit the nail on the head with everything, got it done. Like, it doesn't always have to be like weddings that you see on the telly or like movies or.
No.
elope and forget all the rubbish. Have a really nice honeymoon with the money.
Yeah, true.
There was a TikTok I saw of a woman actually, and she explained why she cancelled her wedding, and she did like a price breakdown of everything, and it was coming to like 40 odd grand. And she said one day, she said to her husband, she's like, I don't want to do this.
Wow.
Like the price of this, are you okay with not doing this? And he was like, I was only doing it because I thought you wanted to do it. And the two of them kind of agreed together, fuck that, let's not do this, and save the money and put it towards doing something themselves. And like,
oh my God,
you know, I was like, that's so nice.
The amount you can get to do with that, like, yeah, that could be a house deposit.
Like, think of it, if you didn't, and I know some big wedding, I want a big, huge wedding,
mm-hmm,
but like, if you didn't feel pressure to like share your wedding on social media or have everyone's input on your wedding, would it be what you wanted to do?
Yeah,
you
know what's actually what you wanted to do from wedding?
Take every aspect of other people's opinions out of it. What would be your perfect day?
Yeah, if you knew everyone would agree with you, what would you want? Mm. Do you know? Yeah, you do get kind of like, your vision gets blurred by all the opinions. If you are second guessing her, that's your answer. It's your day. Make sure you're happy. That's so true. I do feel like that's second guessing in general. Like, if you're second guessing, something's obviously not right.
I wonder why she's second guessing, or like why did she ask her in the first place then if she is second guessing? Yeah. Or I wonder what happened. I had this. Turns out she felt the same. She backed out on me, so now we don't speak.
Ooh, we need context, that's sure.
Shit.
Don't bother with losing weight, just be yourself. I asked my bridesmaids too early and regretted it.
Is there a time frame you have to ask bridesmaids?
Some people ask very soon, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I do think I'd wait too closer to it.
Yeah.
But then again, you have to tell people to book. Like,
I know, yeah.
You'd hope that whoever you're asking for the bridesmaids would be there anyway.
Yeah.
You know?
I wish there was a handbook on it. Like,
I know. Guide.
Weddings for Dummies.
Yeah, literally. One of those. I'd say there is.
Definitely. He loves you for you and asked you to marry you the way you are. Aww. Don't pressure yourself.
People do often like try to lose weight for weddings, don't they?
Just for a wedding.
Yeah.
And then after it, like,
is it just for the, so you look, I like, you feel like you look nice on the day?
Let's be real, I'm going to edit the shit out of my wedding pictures anyway, so be grand, it'll be fine.
Glamour form.
Bold. Face app the shit out of them.
That bold glamour filter on TikTok. Did you ever see that?
Did she give you eyelashes and all?
Yeah. Oh, it gives you eyebrows, everything. Once you feel beautiful on the day, it doesn't matter how much you weigh.
That's so true.
Oh, I think that is so true. It's kind of like, I know you want to obviously feel your best, but like, it's kind of like toxic.
It is.
I think it's in everyone's brain that they have to.
Yeah.
Like I definitely would feel like that as well.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could remove multiple bridesmaids so she doesn't feel singled out. Just say you can't afford it. But then you're removing bridesmaids that you don't want to. That's bad on them.
It's just her.
Yeah.
Remember, you're getting married because you love your partner and want to express that. Try not to get wrapped up in looking and feeling perfect and live in the moment.
Get rid of her. Say you need groomsmen to match. Every bride is beautiful because they are happy.
Aww. People do really glow different on their wedding day, I feel like. Yeah. Focus on exercise you like to improve how you feel and the rest will follow. Love that.
Say nothing about the bridesmaid. It ages away and the friendship will either improve or get stronger and help you make your decision. Oh, it's ages away, sorry.
Oh.
And the friendship will either improve or get stronger and help you make
your decision. Yeah, that's true. Don't stress about it now.
Yeah.
Although I think leave it a few months.
But you think that'll be playing on your mind then for like a year?
It depends on her reason for why she's doubting.
I know. I really want to know.
Please.
Hello. So nosy.
Please. Oh, girl, you're supposed to be enjoying the preparations and getting excited. Oh.
Yeah, if something, like if a wedding, if they...
It's making you that stress.
If it started to get stressful, I really feel like I'd just be like, oh, here's Noah.
Yeah.
Throw in the towel.
Yeah.
If she's acting negatively about the wedding, I would ask her straight out. But if she's making comments about your weight, goodbye.
Yeah, I hope that's not what it is. Because you mentioned that straight after talking about the friend.
Shit.
A wedding day is a day. Sorry, a wedding is a day. A marriage is for life and a celebration of love. Surround yourself with people who love you.
So cute.
That was great advice.
That was brilliant.
I feel like it's better as well, people who have got married, to give that advice.
Who haven't been there.
I know.
Oh.
But yeah, thank you so much for your advice. So they're all sent into our Instagram page by our followers and listeners. So it's homeidrink@goloudnow.com if you want to send in your phone a friend or your dilemma. And you can pop onto the Instagram page if you want to give your advice. If you're any good at advice, then we'd love to hear from you.
Mm-hmm.
Peak and bleak of the week. We're going to pick one high, which is their peak, and one low, which is their bleak that's happened within the last week. And it's only right if we get the negative out of the way before we share the positive.
Mm-hmm.
What's your bleak this week?
You want me to mine?
Yeah, you tell
me. My bleak of the week. I mentioned it last week, but I didn't know if I was allowed to say it or not.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. But I have to say it again because I didn't know if I was allowed to say it or not. I had to just double check with Sissy. But bleak, my sister moved out of my family home.
Because at the time she hadn't yet, but now she has. Is she gone?
Yeah, she's gone now. Yeah.
And is it weird? Does it feel like she's still on holidays or something? Like,
yeah. Like she came over yesterday for like an hour and just ate my lunch that I bought, and I felt like, and then just went again.
Sister
thing, and yeah. I was like, all right, neck you, hang on a minute. Like, you've moved out about a week,
yeah,
and you're only coming over now for fucking lunch.
Yeah.
What are you doing here? Yeah, bleak. Sissy's gone. So I'm an only child at home.
So sad.
It is sad.
Is it weird? Does it feel empty, the house more?
Yeah. Especially if I'm like upstairs on my own. My mom and dad are obviously sitting downstairs watching telly or something. I'm just like,
I know.
Where's my dad?
Like, where is
everyone? It's so
sad.
Yeah,
I know. And then Jack as well.
Jack has gone, yeah. Jack hopefully is coming home this year.
Coming home?
Yeah, just for a wedding.
Oh, a visit, okay. Yeah.
So, my dad was talking about going over to him for Christmas.
Yeah.
And they'd love to do that anyway, but Jack got on to us and he was like, there's no point in you coming over for Christmas if I'm coming home this year for a visit.
Yeah,
so.
True. And Ollie's to go over is much more harder than
that.
I'm just coming, yeah.
I was looking up, could I bring Bobby to Australia and all? The price of it.
Shit, how much?
It was like 14, I don't know what website I was on, but like 14,000, and like you have to fucking, they have to have all these things done, and if he gets to Australia, he has to be there for, I wouldn't obviously
quarantine. Like,
yeah, I wouldn't.
14 grand.
I wouldn't do that. That's animal abuse.
First class on a fucking drone.
I couldn't imagine him on a plane for like 24 hours. That's, God love him. That's not nice.
You couldn't, unless you're moving there.
Yeah, but yeah, so. Bleak.
Oh, that is bleak.
I am an only child in my house. It's so empty nest.
You'll be gone soon.
Please, God.
Please, God.
Yeah. Yeah, but then I feel bad then. My mom and dad are just at home on their own.
No, I know. But you'll be always visiting.
I know.
And then when you go there, you won't be in your room. You'll just be with them the whole time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm. It's more like quality time vibes.
So that's my bleak. That's your bleak.
My bleak is... entirely.
No, if you don't have a bleak, that's a good week.
Oh. I definitely have
one. We don't always have to have a bad thing.
I had one.
That's genuinely good. No bleak week. That's what you call it.
Maybe it's an oblique week.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
That could be good.
Did I have a bleak?
Dan had to piss me off. Why? What did you do?
I won't speak on it, but he did piss me off.
Did you have a fight?
It was pretty bleak. Yeah, we actually did.
Did you?
Yeah, we did have a tiff.
A tiff?
Mm-hmm. We're not in a tiff anymore.
How long did you have a tiff for?
About a day, like,
fuck off, did you? Yeah, I can never imagine you was tiffing.
We did. Oh,
big tiff.
Well, no, yeah, pretty big tiff.
Oh,
I think I'm actually good at tiffing now. Like,
are you?
Well, I don't know. I feel like I know if I'm annoyed at something, like, I know what gets through to him. Like,
okay,
it's just talking really normal.
You can communicate it better, do you think?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah, I think so.
Growth, girl, that's good.
Yeah, that's good because I used to not be good at tiffing with anyone. yeah, that's the week. If I had to pick one, it would be that.
Okay, that's absolutely allowed.
Peak
is, I think I might have mentioned it last week. No, I don't know. I have my school reunion this Saturday. Did I mention it? I've definitely heard
about it. Have it coming up.
I have it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I actually have it. So that's actually the peak that I'm looking forward to.
Oh,
I got on. I got on to like some of the girls that I went to school with.
Was it from when you said it? Yeah, on the podcast. They said it.
Yeah. Grace said it.
Oh, good.
Well, I think that's what she said anyway, that she heard on the podcast. But I got on to like some of the girls that I would have hung around with in school that I literally haven't seen probably since school. So they're coming over to my house first.
Oh,
I know, it's gonna be cute. Oh,
you might actually like rekindle some.
I know, it'd be so. There was one of my best friends, Maura. She was my. We went to primary school together, but we weren't in the same class. Were we? No. Were we? No, we definitely weren't. I don't think.
Oh.
Or if I was, oops, sorry. And then we went to secondary school together, and she was my best friend ever. Like, we were thick as thieves.
Oh my god.
Ping one, ping two, literally. And I probably haven't seen Maura since. 10 years, probably, yeah. I think I remember meeting her once in the living room when I was like 20 or like 21 or something.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Oh.
But there's so many of the girls that I've been on to this week, Tamara and Chelsea, and there's loads of us. So,
oh my god, yeah. That's so fun!
I'm so excited. But we only found out some of the teachers are coming as well. So this could be really good.
Is it in the school? No.
No. It's just one that we organise ourselves. Yeah, yeah, anyway, yeah. In America, you'd see them and they have like their class reunion.
And they're in the fucking school.
They're in the
hall.
Fucking school.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, it's not like that. It's just when we set up. Our,
okay,
well,
yeah, yeah.
Grace set up herself. But some of the teachers are gone. So I don't know, do I have to...
He's on the miss still.
I know. Do I have to, like, ditch some of them? Do I have to, like... Don't want to say hello to you. Really? Awkward. Yeah, yeah, I know. I'm a freak. Like,
what do you talk about? Like, how are you?
Like, what?
How's the school?
Do you know what I mean?
They still work there, but yeah.
Some of them. Okay. Yeah, yeah, I think. Like, there's some that I'd be dying to see and some that I'm like...
Could do and not saying hi. Like.
You hated me.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, yeah, that's my peak. Oh, I'm really looking forward to that.
I can't wait to hear about it.
I know, I can't wait for a bloody drink.
I wonder what it's going to be like.
It's been a dry fucking January.
Oh, I added one drink.
Did you?
I broke it.
It actually wasn't that dry for me. I had a glass of wine at my dinner. It doesn't count.
No.
If it's one drink with your dinner, it doesn't count. I don't care. Yeah, I don't give a shy. Have one glass with my Indian. And the week before, did I have a wine in the pub? I think I did, yeah.
That's good.
Like, well, I haven't been drunk since.
No.
New Year's.
Same. I wasn't even really drunk on New Year's.
I was.
But yeah, I was, I really liked doing dry Jan.
It was
kind of hard.
Wasn't that hard? Like,
it wasn't.
It was not on either.
I have never completed it, but I know I had one drink, but like, I would have loved to do it fully because I mean, but like, I always found it hard, but this year is somewhere, no, not.
There was not really on to be
drunk for.
Drinking for, yeah.
There was one day that I was really stressed today. I was like, I'd love drink. And I never think that, but I just was dying and I had a big thing of margarita in my fridge. I was like, and I had no juices around and just water, and I really wanted like a juicy drink because I would just have some of that.
No,
I didn't. But peak is gonna go out for a few drinks Sunday.
Oh yeah,
and seeing my friends in England was.
They looked so cute.
Yeah, it was really
so
cute.
Wholesome.
Yeah,
how were your Cinnabons or Cinnamon?
Oh,
were they good?
Well,
they actually looked nice.
Everyone slagged mine because they were. Looked horrible with them when they were cooked. Mine were the only ones that weren't burnt.
They actually looked lovely.
They were fucking delicious.
Were they?
Yeah. Everyone else was like solid as a rock.
Were they like those rolls that you get in America? You know the thing that you pop? The like tin thing?
No.
You see those that you bang on the table and it goes...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of like
those. Yeah, but handmade them. Oh, well, the lady made the dough for us. We made the butter for inside. And they were warm and like cinnamony and buttery.
Love a Cinnabon.
And... Yeah, they were really nice, but mine looked disgusting, first of all. And I met some nice new people.
Cute.
And, yeah, I look, because it's like, hey, I have long-distance friends.
I know.
We were all just sitting there because we all, like, Lydia and Jasmine are London, Holly's Scotland, and I'm Ireland. Like, we never all are together at all.
It's like the fucking joke, Paddy English fan, Paddy...
Literally, that's what we said. We're like, we need to take a dick card there. So, but, yeah, it was really nice.
No, it looked adorable.
Meet them and see them and catch up.
Cute.
Every time we see each other, there's some kind of life disaster going on. Like, someone is in the pits.
Whenever I see you and Lydia together, I just can't unsee the same person.
Really?
The image of each other.
You think?
Yeah. I still see
people
it now.
Do,
like,
people do say that.
You said a spit of each other.
Really?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say spit. I can see similarities.
Oh, I think
eyes and stuff, colour.
If I'd be scrolling really fast and I saw like a picture of Lydia and then a picture of you, I'd be like, oh, that was the same person.
I wish.
No, you do.
I'm two of her. I fear.
Shut up.
I fear I'm doubled.
No, give over. No, you do. You look really, really like.
Oh, thanks. Great.
Really
compliment.
Like.
Yes, yeah, so that was lovely. And then that was it, really.
Lovely week for us, girl.
Lovely week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad for the tiffs and the moving outs, but
other than that.
Grand.
Positive.
Positive.
And January is fucking over.
And then I missed Dano afterwards away because I had the tiff.
That's
well,
okay.
Yeah. I'm fine now, everyone. Thanks for...
Thanks for your concern.
So much for all the messages. I know. But thanks so much for listening. You can go back to this to our bonus episode for Monday, Home I Drink Extra Juice. Make sure to listen back to that one now before a new bonus episode out next Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget you can watch us on YouTube now.
I love comments.
We have a full video been released every Thursday at 12. Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to you next week.
Talk to you then.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.